Well, not. I mean, I'm normally 10 minutes early, you know.
So you woke up early?
Yeah.
So 10 minutes earlier than you're normally early.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
He doubled his advance warning on us today.
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to see Zach sooner. That's what it was.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Good to see you, too.
Yeah. So we were talking off the air right before we got on here about, you know, raffles and whatnot.
Right.
What's the best thing you've ever won via a raffle? Or have you ever won anything?
The best thing I've ever won from a raffle? I was at a convention in 2010, and they had like this Japanese vendor there, and he was giving away like a collection of like bread and candy and like sodas and like stuffed animals from Japan. And I bought, like, because he was selling them for dirt, these tickets for dirt cheap, he was selling like 10 tickets for a dollar or something insane like that. And I bought like $10 worth of tickets. So I was just walking around with a huge pile.
Yeah.
And I ended up winning like a prize basket of like candy and like weird Japanese soda and weird like green tea flavored Kit Kats. And it was pretty cool. Huh. It was a fun afternoon after that.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with some of that Japanese candy is it's fish flavored.
Some of them are like milk flavored. Like they just have flavors I wouldn't think are...
No.
Tasty, and their candy is in general like less sweet than ours.
Right.
Yes.
Like it's more about the interesting flavor combinations, yes. And they have like
it's actually kind of salty.
Sometimes,
of it.
Yeah. Like they have.
I can imagine fish flavored would be kind of salty.
Well, yeah. Yes, you know, they have like these logs. I don't know. Like they're like Cheetos, but they're in a log shape, and they put just like salty powdery flavors on them. And yeah, like some are like cheese, some are like fish, some are like they have was it like you know. Soup bone, whatever that kind of flavor is. Like, they have a soup bone flavor. I don't know.
Tastes like broth.
Yeah, like broth.
I'll
stick
to my American snacks.
Well, I'm a fan of trying things once. Like, you know,
there's always... Yeah, I mean, I'll do that too.
I'll try anything once, but I might not try it a second time. And
So what's the coolest thing you've won?
Oh, man. I don't know. I was sitting here trying to think of it. I know my sister won a lifetime hunting license in Oklahoma.
A lifetime of hunting license?
Yeah. Like,
does she hunt?
She does, actually, yes. It's like a $750 value. She paid $50 for one ticket.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yeah. I advertised this before. Got a trike for sale, and we want $4,000
for it. $4,000 for the trike? Okay.
Yes.
Is it like a motorcycle trike?
Yes.
Well, I would assume for $4,000.
Yeah.
All right. What's the number?
It's a good one. Believe me.
Well, actually, let me ask: is that a custom-built trike, or is that a like a regular bike that had a mod put on it, or is it
they
made from a
old
Volkswagen?
The one that made that. And it's real good shape. We've done a little bit of work, you know, to get it up, fit, and it's real good drive. A real good one.
All right. What's the number on that?
I got a cell phone number you better use.
Okay.
Or do you take those?
We can take cell phone, yeah, that's no problem.
870-0528.
620 area code?
620.
All right, I'll get that listed for you, and thank you so much for calling us today.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not a very lucky person.
Not in general?
I don't have very much luck, no.
Haven't won many many raffles in your day?
No. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I have won something
you
small.
You keep thinking, we are getting another call. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Fish-flavored candy sounds nasty.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's it's not very good.
Yeah, I think it's an acquired taste.
Not to my palate, anyway.
Okay. I have a pair of brown cowboy boots, 7.5D. For $25.
$25, got it.
A Japanese oriental dress is green and gold in color. I do not know the size, and I do not know how old it is, for
$50.
It's really pretty, though.
Got it.
A pedal car. It's a Pacer for $125.
$125. Got it.
Blue metal TV trays. There's a set of three of them for $20.
$20. Got it.
I have two vintage pictures. I do not know how old they are. They look like a creepy lady in the picture. I'm sorry. But one's a vintage. It's black and white. One of them's got the thick leather paper on it. For the picture itself, it's kind of cool, but like I said, she's creepy looking. For $40.
Well, just in time for Halloween.
All but right. There's no glass in the frame in that one. And then the other one is a heavy-duty wood frame with two creepy-looking people in it. And I don't know how old the picture is there either. And I know it's very vintage and for $40.
All right. Got it.
And I'm looking for some the stick-on flooring.
On flooring?
The snap blonde or brown.
Blonde or brown. Got it.
I'm in Coffeyville. My number is 620-988-2603.
2603. All right. I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And Deb, how about you? You very lucky?
I married my luck, really. Yeah,
actually, you've been telling me about some of the stuff, Marty the has, crazy stuff yeah. Marty has won.
Yeah, he
actually,
is.
I'd love for you to tell that story, but let's take one more call first. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, I've got a couple items I'm going to like to sell.
Sure.
Okay, I've got a purple electric scooter for a small child. It's a Kiki. It needs batteries. But other than that, I'm sure it'll run. And I'm only asking $60 for it. I can get the batteries for $30 online. And then I've got some children's craft desk. The legs are adjustable for different height, different size chairs. I'm asking $15 a piece for those.
$15, got it.
And my phone number is 620-515-3912.
620-515-3912.
Yes.
All right. I'll get that listed for you. Thank you. And, Marty's won a couple of pretty incredible things, actually,
well,
my recollection serves.
Aside from my heart.
About spit my drink out. Oh,
little monster nose over there for you, Maddie. Was in college, and he won a trip to New York City, all expenses paid. They for himself and three friends, and they put them up at the Waldorf Astoria, and it was a Munsters giveaway by Grandpa Munster, who at that time had a pasta company, and he had an Italian restaurant in New York City, and as part of the prize, he got to have dinner with Grandpa Munster. And they had a heck of a trip to New York City, went to baseball games, you know, the UN, all over. Just had a great, great, great trip, all for free. Gave him spending money the whole bit. And then years later, he was at a hockey game in Kansas City, and he got picked to go down, and you had to push a tire into the hockey goal.
Like on the ice?
From
horizontally?
Halfway. Yeah. So he pushed this tire and it went in. He won a set of snow tires.
Okay.
Well, at the time he lived in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So not a lot of use for the snow tires. So he traded them for airline tickets, and then he, you know, they were able to fly home for Christmas that year.
Right.
With the airline tickets from Houston to KC. And then we were at a Royals game not that long ago, and he won a cell phone through Sprint. It was fan appreciation night. Won the Sprint phone. Of course, I was the only one who was with Sprint at that time, so he gave me the phone. So, right. Like I said, I married my luck.
Wow.
Now, didn't he win like a lifetime supply of that pasta that Grandpa Munster...
A year's supply of that pasta was included with that.
Wow.
With that prize pack of that New York City trip. And he, you know, to this day, it's really difficult for me to get him to enjoy spaghetti or any type of pasta dish.
Yeah,
because
I could see
he
that.
Ate that pasta for a year. And it wasn't one of those deals where they... send you a coupon and you go redeem it. No, they shipped him, you know, cases of the pasta. He had it in his house. These huge, you
That's
know, cases
of pasta.
Pasta for a
around.
Year. Yeah.
Well,
we are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hey, how's it going? Have you guys heard anything about the company moving in out at Amazon?
No, I know that Mac is working on that, but I'm not familiar on what the company is quite yet. They're kind of under an NDL, to my understanding.
I guess. Hey, I'm looking for some diamond plated steel. My number is 620-505-0144.
0144?
Yes.
All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Quite a bit of it. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And this is Open Line. This is Zach and Matt talk about this and that. Joined now by Deborah Woodall. We're talking about the best things we've ever won in a raffle.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever won anything. Nothing quite like
never,
that.
Never anything at all. Well, certainly not like a
yeah. I just
a
can't,
trip or anything.
If I have, it's not been you know worth remembering. I just yeah. I'm not off the top of my head. I can't think of anything that
you know. I kind of have a related story to raffles, I guess, but You might not know this about me, but before I was in the Army, I was in a kind of desperate situation. I ended up living kind of as a con man for a while.
No, oh, all right. Awesome.
And
should we be admitting this on the air?
Well, I mean, I didn't do anything illegal.
Oh, so. Okay. All right.
At least
never mind.
To my knowledge. But, you know, you can go to Walmart and you can buy a big thing of raffle tickets. And what I used to do was I would go to my college or my old college, and I would say that, you know, I'd be selling these raffle tickets saying that you could win some prize. Actually, this might be illegal now I think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that sounds
saying
illegal.
That you could win some prize. I think I said, like, you know, a all expense paid, you know, dinner or something to some place. And I would use the money from the raffles to pay for that dinner and then, you know, also feed myself with it. So
no, that sounds fine.
that's okay.
Yeah, no.
That's
because
called entrepreneurism.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's smart because that's, I mean, generally that's what the money from the raffle is.
Right.
Like the hunting license that my sister won, they had to sell so many tickets.
To buy the hunting license.
To buy
right.
the hunting license. And then anything after that was extra.
Right.
And so
usually it's a fundraiser for a charity,
yes.
though.
Right. Well, let me
not
tell you,
Zach.
Let me tell you about my charity. It's called Zach's Kids.
Yeah. No, that's actually genius.
Well, I mean, I did a lot of things like that, but I won't get into those on the
yeah,
air. That story for
not,
another day.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, I used to be an ill-tempered youth a long time
yep.
ago. Again, yep. before the Army. Get into a lot of trouble that way, though.
And we're starting to have a little insight into how it is that Zach was sent to be in the Army.
I've never been in the Army with a guy that was court required to join the Army, but I have heard about that happening. I've always wanted to ask, like, someone who joined the Army via court order.
I had a relative that was court ordered.
Court ordered to join the Army.
Yep.
I don't know that they do that often anymore.
No.
Kind of feels like conscription.
This was a long time ago.
And I don't
ago.
Think they do it that much anymore. But it used to be, you know, young man, you've got to get your act together and you've got to get out of town. I suggest you join the Army.
Right. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
You know, you're sitting here talking about things you've won from a. I've won everything. My uncle won a 1932 Ford Tractor fully equipped and also won a Harley-Davidson through a raffle ticket.
Wow. Just one raffle ticket?
Huh?
Just one raffle ticket or multiple raffles?
It was one raffle.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Awesome
that's
raffle.
That's some luck right there, man.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
Some good luck.
That was his 50th birthday present.
Oh, wow. That's a good
yeah,
birthday
no
present,
kidding.
Man. I think
happy
I'm gonna go
birthday
for the
to me.
I'm gonna go for this Veterans Day Harley Davidson personally.
Just buy all of them.
Yeah, that's the plan. Just buy all 3,000 of them.
All right.
Thank you for calling us. I appreciate it. And yeah, we got that Veterans Day raffle coming up for a 2016 Sportster, which is a pretty sharp bike. They're not a the Harleys that have like a super high torque or anything, but they're really sharp looking bikes. Yep. I like the way they look, and of course Harleys are always the easiest bikes for mechanics to work on because the most amount of people drive them, I think, at least in my experience that's been the case. So I'm gonna buy a couple
tickets. Zero about motorcycles.
Oh really?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing? Well, Harley-Davidson's
I know enough to know that Harley-Davidson's a huge company.
Well, they're American. Yeah. That's like their thing is that they're American.
And then there's
made.
Indian motorcycles, right?
Oh sure, yeah. Those are nice. Okay. Classic. Yeah.
That's about the two
retro
that I know.
Style. And then if you get anything from overseas, like my mom is an old Harley driver, and she calls all those rice burners because they're from...
Right.
Yes.
The Kawasaki's, yes. The Hondas.
Oh, now that I know a little bit about.
Right.
Suzuki's.
I dated a girl whose dad was a pastor at a motorcycle church. A church. Right. A biker church.
Biker church, kind of like a cowboy
yeah.
church
for bikers. Very small biker church, and like everyone, the parking lot was full of Harleys and Indians and just all sorts of stuff. And,
right.
And everyone wore leather jackets to and so they as a gift to her dad, the pastor, they bought him a they adopted him into their group, and then bought him a leather jacket. And so me and him went to this biker store so he could get this patches put on and fit to the right leather jacket. And and so we were in there, and I was so out of my world. Like,
yeah.
I'm in gym shorts, a sports t-shirt, my pink slides, high socks. Like, don't look like I belong at all. And they're trying to convince me that I need a leather jacket.
Right.
And I was like, nope, I'm gonna have to pass.
In all of my journeys, I've learned that it only takes opening one door to a strange building to be in a world that you are completely unfamiliar with.
I was so out of my element, and then like everyone in there just kind of like looking at me, and I was like, "Is
that boy wearing pink shoes?"
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed at a hotel once, I think, just because I was traveling, but it happened to be at the same time as a convention for authors, like book writers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like the culture within like the authorial world for like these people was so bizarre and strange to me, because like they were making like all these inside jokes and references that I did not understand, and like talking about writing their books, and they all knew each other and talked about people they encountered and how they went about their process. And it was really interesting, but it was also super bizarre. But that's a fun dinner conversation to get involved with people you just have no earthly idea about.
Yeah, that was kind of how this was. I was out of my element for sure. For sure. But and motorcycles, I know a lot about a lot,
but not so much motorcycles.
Is not one of those. Nope.
Yeah. We'll
get there.
I like to do is to go up to Harley riders and say, "Oh yeah, I really like your Kawasaki."
You make my mom insane.
Is that the Suzuki?
Just
watch them kind of blow a little of that Harley smoke out their ears.
Well, they also don't like you to refer to their motorcycle as a bicycle.
Well, because it's not a bicycle.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that too. But it's a nice bicycle and not a bicycle.
Well, some people are even more parsnickety. They'll be like, "Well, this isn't a motorcycle; it's a chopper."
Yeah,
yeah, right.
That one's I've seen a couple of times too.
Yeah,
not super often, but a couple of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, motorcycles are fun.
They
so,
are fun.
They
don't look fun. I want to get back on one.
They look like a death trap.
Well,
they can be.
I mean, they can be.
That's how I look at them. I don't know.
You gotta be safe about it.
I want four wheels.
Yeah.
I feel balanced that way.
I worry about, being killed, but, I think the scarier part of that is not death, but more the road rash that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and
surviving a motorcycle crash.
Yes.
My fear may stem from the fact that I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
Mm. Really? You don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a big deal.
That's wild.
I've never been on two wheels in my entire life.
We need to get him one of those...
the ones you sit on and pump with your arms to make
the,
go?
No, what's the two wheels in the front, one in the back?
Oh, the
trike,
like one of the trikes. They have different kinds. They have the Polaris slingshot.
Those are
cool. Those are cool.
I want to get one of those.
Yes.
Looks like the Batmobile.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually when I first started looking into riding a motorcycle. That was the imperative that I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get a license because I need that to someday buy one of those.
Yes.
And that's like the lowest end high class vehicle I think I could ever afford, because they're only like $20,000.
Yeah. No. Don't know how to ride a bicycle.
That's interesting, Matt.
I live on a farm, and I had lots of motorized things that were at my access.
And didn't have to contend with a bicycle.
No, and the bikes don't work great, you know, on farmland.
No, on gravel, pastures. Yeah. No, they don't.
So I use, you know, I had a little four-wheeler when I was younger, and then when I got older, I learned how to drive, you know, other things, and then sooner or later, I'm driving a car, and then I don't need a bicycle.
A bicycle anymore, right?
Yeah. So
I got a little fold-up bicycle, but I don't really use it here in Coffeyville. It's not necessary.
That's when everyone's fitness kind of goes away in rural America, is when they hit that age where they're big enough to drive and they quit riding their bike, and then next thing you know, they're all fat kids.
Well, yeah. I think
you're not forced to, I mean, because I feel like In when you live in a city or a community or whatever, you get with your friends and you go drive your bike to the park, or you go ride your bike to. There was no park. I lived on a park. You know what I mean? Like,
right. The community aspect of doing that has gone away. We don't got to Stand By Me to get places anymore. We can just get in a car and we're all together anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the community aspect kind of disappears. And, like, I mean, we are fortunate living here in Coffeyville where you could potentially walk anywhere you wanted if you wanted to, but people that live in, say, you know, Oklahoma City or Dallas, you can't walk to work every day. It's just too far. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go to the phones, and then I think we're going to have to call this segment good. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, I'm looking for some 8-foot 2x4s.
2x4s, okay.
And nothing longer. If anything longer, I just got to cut them, and I don't want to do all that work.
That's fair.
And my number is 620-288-4180.
All right, that's 620-288-4180.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll get that listed for you.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.